Thank you, council members. Moving on to item 8.4, discussion approval ordinance number 2016-197, amending permitting of removal of certain trees from right of ways. Mr. Stahl.
Yes, we had an unfortunate incident occur last week where a new resident of the city contracted with a tree service to remove two large palm trees from the city street right away. It's not entirely clear if they understood that those trees were not on their own property. I would find that most people don't know where the property line is at between their house and the street, and that the city street right away comes in some cases a considerable distance up into what they consider their yard, and those were in fact city trees. There's nothing we can do about getting those trees put back after they were cut down, and it took several days for those trees to be cut down, cut to the point they get hauled away. We do have an ordinance that prohibits that. It does set a $2,000 per tree maximum fine. It defines those. It defines that Chinese tallow trees are excluded. It's one section in the city code under vegetation. And what I brought to you this evening is a modification of that ordinance that would be helpful in clarifying a couple things. One is it adds language that specifically includes palm trees. Currently, it anticipates hardwood trees greater than 6 inches in diameter, and this would then also add to that language, or palm tree with a trunk greater than 12 inches in diameter. And the reason for the size difference is to exclude ornamental palms, the sago palms, and those things that are short and are more landscaping than a street tree. But it would include, it would protect the large palm trees that we're interested in protecting. It also adds the word public to the right-of-way, so it does not count pipeline rights-of-way and other rights-of-way. It changes who can give permission from the building official, who is a contract person. Before we had a city administrator, it was the building official. I propose that it move to the city administrator, where I know that no one will get permission to cut down trees. We have had some apply in the past that you go to the Board of Adjustments for that, and we always send to the Board of Adjustments, and they make that decision. And it clarifies how wide the typical street right-of-way is. All that said, the biggest thing that this does is adds the language, a person commits an offense if they remove or cause to be removed a tree. The problem we have here is when a tree service is hired to come out and remove the tree, it is the tree service who we currently write the citation to and take to court, because the ordinance says that it's illegal to remove the tree. And that is the person who removes it. And this will help clarify for us that if you hire someone to remove a tree illegally, that you have a responsibility as well. So it doesn't change the penalty. It clarifies that palm trees are included. And I might point out that on a technical legal point, and the chief has attended the same code enforcement schools that I have, there are sharp attorneys that make the argument that a palm tree is not a tree because actually a palm tree is grass. It is not a tree. So they loophole palm trees out. So this make sure that palm trees get included. I'm sure it was the intent of our ordinance from the very beginning of the city code that it includes palm trees, and this just makes sure that they are included. And that's what I brought to you in asking you to help us enforce what we have and try to save more of our trees.
Thank you, David. I'll entertain a motion for the council 2016-197.
Take a motion to approve 2016-197.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Now, with that being said, is there any questions for the council for Mr. Stahl?
I just have one question. You made the statement that the
any palm trees that are within that right-of-way belong to the city of Shore Acres. Did the city install those palm trees?
No, those trees were there before the city was a city. I have aerial photographs that show that the trees on Shore Acres Boulevard in question were there in 1944.
I get it. And the reason I'm asking that is I built my house 11 years ago. I planted palm trees in that right-of-way. Does the city usurp those as theirs now?
They were. As soon as you planted them, they became the city's.
Okay. Ask them answers.
Yeah. And, you know, we have the ability to remove them, you know, if they're in the way for utilities or things, and for traffic and those kinds of things. We really go out of our way.
Did you come out and trim my trees, your trees?
No. Well, under certain circumstances, we will. But we really go out of our way to try to save the trees that are in the street right away.
All right.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Following up on Mr. Wheeler, so if the city owns the trees, then obviously we have to take care of them, correct?
We have the right to take care of them, yes. We don't have the responsibility to take care of them.
We have the right, but not the responsibility, even though we own them.
Mm-hmm. Right, but not the obligation.
Yes, that's correct.
So if it's not a menace to the blocking of view or anything of that nature, or blow off,
Utility
and all that. Okay. We have a motion on fourth and second. All those in favor for 2016-197, I need an aye.
Aye.
Those against, say nay. The ayes have it. Moving on to item 8.5, discussion approval of ordinance 2016-198. Authorizing the chairman. I'm sorry.
Did all members of council vote aye?
I heard no nays.
Aye.
Yes, Mr. James said aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Moving on to item 8.5, discussion and approval ordinance number 2016-198, authorizing the acceptance of a credit card and debit card payments for utility bill charges, establishing a convenience of processing fee to be collected by utility software vendor at the point of sale. Alderman Wheeler.
I've been approached by many of our residents here, as well as I'm sure most of the other council has probably been approached or heard from right here in council meetings, that we needed an alternative to simply writing a check. Too many people don't use paper checks any longer. I asked Mr. Stahl if we could look at this. I think the city's long overdue for at least that, you know, this much step forward in the, you know, 21st century, whatever. So David had told me that basically our software company or whatever had been approached. I would let David explain what they had come up with, but I feel like that it was something that we needed. And David, if you
sure.
Like to explain.
Sure. We currently accept credit cards and debit cards for municipal court under a very similar agreement that council passed an ordinance to authorize. This is a service that our software vendor makes available to us, and what Alderman Wheeler didn't also say is this allows payment online, so that someone can go on to the website and they can make a utility payment. If you're on vacation or out of town, or it's just inconvenient to get up here to get a check, or it's the last day. Just like with the agreement for municipal court, the credit card service agreement, the point of sale vendor, who in this case is our utility software company, they collect a 5% fee, and they keep the 5% fee, and so we get the full amount of the bill. So there's nothing taken out of our bill, and they get the 5% for their effort of providing the website links and handling the money. So it's no cost, no load to us. It does require us to authorize it by ordinance. to do that. There's no obligation that anyone use a credit card or debit card to pay the utility bill. It just offers another option. If only one person a month uses it, you know, then that's the vendor who's taking it for that 5%. It doesn't have any impact on us. And I agree with Alderman Wheeler. I think that it is a useful service to our residents. They'd like to have direct pay. We're not at that point, but it would allow them to pay it online. Many people use the bank service to pay it online, where it writes a check and mails it to us. That's problematic because some of the banks hold those until they get to a minimum number, and those payments come in late, and we have to charge a late fee. We receive a payment late, so it'll also help eliminate that.
Thank you, David. With that being said, I'm going to entertain a motion for 2016-198.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. James. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Now, council has any questions for Mr. Stahl or Mr. Wheeler?
I have one question, just point of clarification, Mr. Stahl. I think it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago we looked into this, as council did, and we were told that there was going to be an incurrence of a charge to the city. Is that because of that it was being looked at as a direct pay?
It did come up. The mayor at that time, the fee was strictly to the citizen. The mayor at that time was not in favor of us providing anything that would create an additional fee to the citizen.
Okay. So we didn't pursue it. But this is just going to be the citizens that so choose to use it.
If they choose not to use it, then there is no fee.
That's all I need to
do. Any other questions?
One clarification. You said you can use credit card, debit card. Explain the we're not going to accept direct pay, or in my case, all my bills I pay through the bank online. Then they write the check to whoever.
Yeah. So,
and you were talking about the banks are generally late doing that, and then, so we're not going to approach that at this time.
Yeah. The direct pay is where you give us a check and we record and capture the routing information and we debit your checking account, and that's an ACH transfer, and that's a little more involved than what this is. This goes to the debit card. Your bank may very well have a system you can set up where it will link and use your debit card to move the money, but we won't be sending a debit request out to your bank. It'll have to be initiated on your end.
Right.
Okay.
Our volume just isn't big enough to make the ACH really functional for us.
I'm going to have a motion and a second on item 8.5, number 2016-198. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Move on to item 8.6. Discussion and approval of left resolution number 2016-161 requiring city checking account registers are available to the public on the city's website. Alderman Jennings.
Yeah, I brought this up last summer, obviously, and one of the council members asked me to bring it up again after the first of the year, so I am. I think it's a good public policy. And contrary to one comment, it does not expose the city's finances to internet abuse. All this is a copy of the check register. And you can actually, any citizen can get this copy right now today with the Public Information Act request. I've done it. I didn't put it on the website that I have because I respect the council wishes not to. But other people have asked me to, and again, I have declined their request because I am on council and I'm respecting your wishes. But again, one council member asked me to bring it up again, so I did. So that's why it's on the agenda tonight. Unfortunately, he's not here tonight. So.
Well, I'll ask for a motion on 2016-161.
I'll make the motion.
And do we have a second?
I second.
Now, with that being said, any questions from council?
One question, Mark. Does it take a a public information request for a resident to come up and see our
financials.
Our financials? And I didn't really think so. So basically, it's all open to anyone who wants to come sit to the city hall and look. So I guess if somebody is that curious about every check we write, then I don't see why it would be that difficult for them to come to city hall and look at it. Why do we need to spend the time and effort to put it online?
The time factor and putting it online?
Well, the way it's written, it would probably take a couple hours. In contrast, Mr. Jennings, his open record request was for general fund. And the way this reads, it would be general fund, it would be utility fund, it would be the CDBG fund, and it would be the deposit fund as well. And all of those are relatively simple, except for utility and general fund, where we have to pull out all of the payroll information and compile that into a consolidated number. It's not real onerous, but there are only so many hours in a day and only so many tasks, and we're stretched way thin now. I think it would be great. And cities like LaPorte, they have software that generates it for you automatically. We do not. We're using QuickBooks, and we would have to muscle it like we did when we get an open record request.
Well, it's Alderman Collins right here tonight.
I know.
And I can't really move it because we were called motion in a second. So. Okay. Any other questions for council on item 8.6?
I mean, I would just like to also say that Pima does this, Siebert does this, or Park does this. It's not unheard of. There really is no danger to somebody getting our checking account numbers or anything. This is just going to be like back in the day when we used to write real checks, the check register. The date, the check number, the amount, and who it was to. The consolidation of employee pay and benefits, that's for protection of the employees. I do wish Mr. McCown was here as well.
Yeah, there is no hazard associated with the way it's done. It's strictly a staffing issue. All those cities that were named have more than one person who does.
They have a software to do it.
Yeah.
Well, it can always, once it's voted on, if it passes, it passes. If it doesn't pass, it can be put back on the agenda. So.
And I'd also just like to say, being that the city's open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5 and 8 to noon on Fridays, sometimes it is a little arduous for people to make it up here when people work. And, sometimes that is difficult. And people don't want to have to do, information requests, but being that they can't get here between the hours that we're open, it becomes an unfortunate necessity. And by passage of this, we would eliminate that.
There's been a motion on the floor. It's been seconded on item 8.6, 2016-161. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against?
Nay.
Nay.
Thanks, Robert.
How taxing is it on your staff, David?
We just don't have, we can't keep up with what we have now.
During the meeting at 8:16. Thank you, everybody, for showing up.